pollution and that sort of thing. So since it's not in place, so she has the same status as an Ahuso Shenisamolo. An Ahuso Shenisgalsho. Ahuso Shenisamolo. Ahuso Shenisgalsho. So the Mishnah says that Tanikami is made it. That the moment she's in Samolo, she's in Sgalsho. She's reserved to be severe. She's the first left of the woman. This is the machlekes between Rashi and Tezvis. In regard to the more the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel, whether Yesh Kupolim Shulayis or not. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. The Rambam passes here like that. So that's the kashe that is presented against the Rambam. So he passed this that the Malmon Gimel, or she's always, she'll always remain Asur of the day. Always. So it will never be with that. So the statement is, Alaskamu Lechamu Nido, which is only, she's Asur only temporarily. The moment she'll become Tehero, so she'll be with that to him. So certainly she should be, Nisuin should be Davis, but vis-a-vis Nido, that she gets a Rambam, that Nisuin is not it. That's the kasha that don't raise again, raise again the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam passes this deal. Der zaynlige strome is aloch gebaut. Kahane salmono, shen zal sole kin mabu. Oy, rusho mit in hede, hoyl beim misham bis libi apsulo, shal teo ari lo ne, det de machme ge bitte in meya mit der kamme und der machine, in der amen pas mit der meya mit der kamme. Wir hey, now he mentions the machlekes between Ravishma. Wir hey, in nicht die so ne chupo, wir wollen ihr essen. Ino neichlis, sh'achupo poislosso milech. That's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and the pasuk like that. So how does he explain it? How does the Rambam explain it in a way? Not like me in Rav Tam, because the real Rav Tam applied the machlekes to chupo la'acha kedushin. And in kedushin was the salmon. So, but the Rambam says, v'chein neichlisu l'chupo b'loyeres. So it's like Rashi. But Teitzve says, according to Rashi, both Rav and Shmuel agree with Rav Meshike. But we couldn't say it in the Rambam, because the Rambam passes explicitly in the Chesishes that Chupo is not in it. So the question is, so how can we say, Yechel Nichniso Chupo, Veloi Eres, Eino Neichlis, Kshah Chupo Poislosom Lech. So Rashi Nichlis, this one. Chupo Poislosom, Veloi Eres, what is there? So what the chup is, it's a joke. Without mission, since chup is not kene, so chup has no meaning. So why does she become psulo milechel? That's very big. So that Rambam itself is very big. I think that we can understand this Rambam by taking notice of another Rambam. Milechel Melach. Now there are two guests in the morning Sanhedrin. All the Rishayim, except for Rashi and Chumash, have the girl say, my Noshim and my Pelakshim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, that for follow the Sanhedrin. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Noshim, Biksuve and Kedushim, Pelakshim, Beloi Ksuve and Beloi Kedushim. That's the girl said by all Rishayim. And in all texts, except Rashi Chumash and Chayisor, so Rashi mentions a different Gersa. He says, Noshim b'ksuvo u b'gedushim, and Pilachim b'gedushim b'lo iksuvo. So, Kishpul iksuvo, so she's a real, So he's not Uso, so she's his wife. I mean, what does it mean? I mean, Uso. Well, there is a machleket between Tanakam and Rabshin Rabon and Rabshin Gamliel, but Rabshin is the Alice of Sulim Rabon. Now, Rabbanan passes like Rabshin Gamliel, that Ksuri is the Alice. But most Rabshin passes like Rabon, so Ksuri is the Rabon. So the whole Ksuri is with Rabbanan. So what's the difference between Noshin and Lakshin? So we have to say that according to Rashi's Gilsing, Chayisoro, that Noshin with Ksuri with Dushin and Lakshin with Dushin with Ksuri doesn't mean just Ksuri. But Ksuri is expressive, is descriptive of all the obligations that the husband owes to a wife that is Nisua. So Dushin, the Viksuva means without us. That's what it means. Noshin, Viksuva, 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 Eres, and Nisuva. Pilakshin, Viksuva, Viksuva, just Eres, no Nisuva. That's a contrast. But the Rambam's here says, my Pilakshin, Viksuva, Viksuva, Upilakshin, Viksuva, Viksuva, Elo, Biyichud, Bilva, Kine, Iso, Umuteres, Avalo, Hege, Osa the Pilegesh, Elo Bomo Rio Bilvadahagit. So the Rambam says that the Pilegesh is a sort of Hegit, it's Muteres Minava. It's Muteres Minava. Now then there is another Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, in the Kalat Mechasishis Halacha Dalet, Kid Matin Teiro, for your own Pigia Isha Bishuk, Nimrotso Hu Yivihi, Nesil Nischoro Veil Yisalim Aderach Veilich, וזוהי המקרות דנשו, ושניתנו התגרו נסרו הדנשו, שנמר נשיא הקדשו בניס ישראל. That's in verse chapter 7. לפיכוך כל הרבה ירדישו משנזוז, ולא יקידושי, ולא יקים נתרו, ושבוע הקדשו. So, כוסו ברייבד, אין קדשו אלו מזומנס, והיא המוכרס לכל אודו, אבל יחדס עצמו לאיש אחד, אין בו לא ימלכס ולאיסלב, והיא הפילגש, הקסורה בפוסק. הפוסק, all right. So the Rambam is there, and the Rambam Shita is that Kovadei Elisha Lishem Zuz Lo Kedushin, so it's Chayv Malkus on the score of this Elisha. And according to the Rambam, not that ke, if he is Beil, a Mufkeres, who is Mufkeres Lakeil, he's Chayv Malkus. Even if she's not a Mufkeres, as long as it's Lishem Zuz, he's Chayv Malkus. The Shita of the Rambam is, when is the Malkus on the score of this Elisha, only when he's born and Mufkeres, that is Mufkeres Lakeil. But if she's not Mufkeres Lakeil, he's just Beil Lishem Znus, so there is no Malkus. The Shita of the Ramban is even more than the Raivet. Because the whole Apoch is according to the Raivet, if someone is born and Mufkeres, so then he's Chayv Malkus. The Shita of the Ramban is that we see a big show has reference to a woman whom Kedushin is not in this altogether. Let's say Boala Shifo or Boala Nochis. So there is Chayv Malkus because of the Seer Day Show. As Winkelis translates the Seer Day Show that Israel should not marry Shifo. Should not marry Shifo. Masheiki, Pola Boala Pnuyo, even if the Pnuyo is Mufkeres, so even if the Pnuyo is Mufkeres, as long as she is a woman whom Kedushin can be made, so it does become within the law of the Sivrisha. But Ramban is also made that Pora Labora Pnuyo Mishim Zuz involves the Nisar Raisi, but not Malkus, not the law of the Sivrisha, the law, the Nisar of Kimolo Orezim. Kimolo Orezim. Now, so that is the Shiras Ramban. Rabbi Yenek in Shavit Shuvay, so he says that if Pora is Bora Pnuyo, if Pora is Bora Pnuyo, so without Dushin, so he's able to see a ratio and his high Malkus on the score of this ratio. Then Rabbi Yehuda mentions another thing that the Rambam doesn't say. I don't think that the Rambam will agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only if Pono is Bala Pio, their Hakroi, let's say the Shem Znus, is high Malkus. But even if somebody takes a pledge, what is a pledge? Pledge, the Rambam says, B'yichud Leva. That means a common law wife. In other words, suppose someone marries a woman in court, civil marriage. So that's a Pilegesh. A common law wife, he lives with her as husband and wife. But there was no Kedushin. So, if he had it, a melech is muta b'dreves, special aloha. But a hegit contra mei mishal tshuve, if he now is a pelegish, he's haimot. The Rambam doesn't say that if somebody, if a hegit mel is a pelegish, so he's haimot. The Rambam says, in Lukas Nochim, per dalet, aloha dalet, the Avra hegit also be pelegish. It doesn't say that he's haimot. The Rambam does say that if Pono is bola, we are wishing his news, but pelegish is not wishing his news. Plegish means he comes to wife, he got married to God without pushing. So he lives with her as husband and wife, but without pushing. So this smash man, the court of the Rambam, he will not be high mortis. But the Rambam still says, Avra Hedyet. So he says, he also be Plegish. So what kind of Nisab is it? It's not just a Nisab Rabbah, it's a Nisab Raisa. So there the Rambam discusses in Perek Aleph, Milchasishes, Halacha Aleph. Kedem Atitere Olodom Pegei Ani Shabashuk, Im Hotzuhu, Vihi Yuliso Yiso, Machuzo Yiseo Beise, Yuleyamo, Beino, Benatzmei, Vitiyo Yuliso. Kidu Shemit Noteiro, Mitzvahu Yisroel, Shemiyo Tzeo Yisho Yiso Yisho, Yikne Yise Trilo Bifne Eidim, Vahakim Tiyo Yuliso, Shemema Aki Yikach Yish Yisho Ubor, Vimityuchin Eilo Yisoses Shaltiroi, ובאחר משני שדבורים אלו עם אישה נקיד, בכסף ובשטר ובביה, בביה ובשטר נתנו, בכסף ובסייף ומצטר ובסייף ומצור סדרייס, ובכוכן אלו המקרוא עם דושנו הרס ובכל מוקים, ואי אישו שנקביס באחר מגימו דבורים אלו יעמיד כוס מקדשת מרס. So the Rambam, and then, so he mentions Kedem Atintero twice. First he mentions Kedem Atintero יורדים בגיע אישה נקיד, אם רוצו הוא ויהיה ניסו איסו, מח ניסו איסו ואיסו ואיסו אלו בינו ונעצו איתי אלו אישו. כאילו שנתנותרו איסו ישראל. So what kind of a procedure was employed כדי מתנותר? That was a pelegish. That's the disease shed by Bireya. What, how, bulas bao. So what does bulas bao mean? Bulas bao, it's not a key and beer like Gdushin. Bulas bao means that if the old Bireya decides to marry a woman as husband and wife, and he lives with her as husband and wife, so she becomes his wife. So that was the legish. So prior to Matthew, in Dinidinea, what key and obishes was there to actions. That was the key and ishes. But, Lachamat Torah, so the Torah asked, why the Torah asked? In other words, now, if somebody wants to marry civilly without wishing, he has an avera. What avera is it? It's an avera sesed. Because the Torah says, ki yikach ish isho ubor. So it doesn't mean that everyone is going to get married. There is no chiyuv to get married. But if he wants to marry a woman, he's mechuyev to marry al dikdushin. And suppose he marries a woman without dikdushin, so he's mevatel es reise. Mevatel es reise, and it's mashma, it's nisares also. It's both. First of all, there is a chiyuv eseh, the kiyum eseh, like tzitzes. So tzitzes, min haTorah, one is not mechuyev to put on a talis with tzitzes. But if he puts on a beged without a kampes, he's mechuyev to put in tzitzes. And if he puts on a beged without a kampes without tzitzes, he's mevatel es reise. If he doesn't put in tzitzes, he's mekayem a mitzvah, he says a broche. The same thing is true of Sukkah. Kol Yemei Chag HaSukkah. Not the first night. The first night there is a mass. He has to eat a nice pass in the Sukkah. But the other nights and the other days of Sukkah, it's no mass. He doesn't have to eat pass in the Sukkah. He doesn't want to eat pass altogether. He can eat apples and vegetables in the house. But if he decides to eat pass, so then he's mechuyev to realize the achille of pass or anything that has a halish and shvius, whether it's pass or a modification, yain has a halish and shvius, or if he decides to sleep, so that certainly is a shen shvius, a shen shal keva. So then he's mechuyev to realize that in the sukkah. And if he does it not in the sukkah, he's mevatel es reise. So here too, if he marries a woman, v'teras pelachus, not al dikdushin, so in Zeyver is the Vatra Neset Raisen, in Zeyver Neset Raisen. But the love is not in there, unless he is Bola Bola Pnuyo Vishim Znus. Not his husband and wife, just Vishim Znus. Then he is Chalmokis. Δεν εισάγει. Να, στο Ουβάι, που θα κάνω την Αβαμιένε, Αβιένιση τη Ινίτς, δεν τη φυσάν πανιγάρι στην Αλλαγή, εσύ χάρη βόκες, αν στο Βεσίλ Μέτσι. Ουβάι, because it's also the Shintus. So why does the Rambam, why the Rambam can Rambam? The answer is, just as before, Rambam Shiti is, since we see that the Melech is Mutar Mufleges, what does it mean? In the Torah gave dispensation to the Melech, he can behave a Ratzoi, Chas V'Shalom, that the Torah should give a dispensation to the Melech, if it's awesome. So Melech, there is no dispensation to Melech. So the reason is why Melech is not a Mekelech, because Melech has Kinyoni Isha Mekelech. It's not just his Mutah to take Mekelech, but he lives in sin, but the Torah gave him a Hector to live in sin. It's a business, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. But, so why is Melech Mutah Mekelech? Because vis-a-vis Melech, Melech has Kinyoni Isha Mekelech. The idea that the Melech has Kinyoni Isha Mekelech, that the Melech has Kinyoni Isha Mekelech, is that there is a lot of Yavu Noshim. A Melech is not allowed to be Yavu Noshim, more over the Tres. So the Shittas HaRambam is that the Lakshima also included in the Cheshit of the Tres. Voisit Lecho, Koheino B'Koheino. So that means up to the Tres. So in other words, suppose he married 10 Noshim, and then he's married to 8 Lakshis, altogether it's 18, and then he marries another woman, so the Melech is Chayav Malkis, on the law of the other Noshim. So that's a Raya that he has a Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish. Because if the Melech would have no Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish, it would just be a, it's inconceivable. But for argument's sake, if we were to assume that a Melech has no Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish, and it's a bias news, but the Torah gave him a head. So then, how could they be included in the Cheshvim of the Yavam Noshim? She's not his wife. So we see that the Melech has Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish. Now, since the Melech has, that's why he's not the Yavam, the Lav, so, that's it. So since the Melech has Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish, so he had the Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish. Rabbi Yehuda and Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is by Melech the Mitaloch of Kladesh, and of course it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that the Torah allowed the Melech to be more Bilaznus, Chas V'Shalom. So it means it's not Bilaznus because the Melech has Kinyoni Isha in the Kladesh. Only by Melech, but by Hevyet, there is no Zerasakosu of Kladesh, so a Hevyet has no Kinyoni Isha. If he has no Kinyonishes, so it's a regular Ponuabo Apnuyo. So it's Chayav Malkes, it's a Bezrus. The Shittas HaRambam means no. In view of the fact that the Melech has Kinyonishes in the Pelagish, so a Hevyet also has Kinyonishes in the Pelagish. But why is a Hevyet? Why is a Hevyet also in the Pelagish? Because of the essay of Kinyika Hashisho Bo. So he's Mechuyev, if he wants to marry a woman, so he's Mechuyev to marry Al-Yibushi. And by Melech, so there is a special hetter that he can marry a woman with Mishalui Al-Yibush. But if, just as a Melech has Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish, so a Hevyet also has Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish. As a matter of fact, it's mentioned in Pesukim and Shiftim, but he's not of the Lakshay, she committed adultery. The question is, if a Hevyet has no Kinyoni Isha, so why does the Pesuk refer to it as Fatizno, she betrayed him, she committed adultery, I mean, he's living with her, he's nus, and so she committed another act of nus. I mean, why is this act of nus any different than every living together with a husband, the Baal HaPelagish? So the answer is that just as a Melech has Kinyoni Isha in the Pelagish, Pelagish means, by definition, kamalo wife. Like getting married in court. When he lives, he doesn't even have to get married in court. If he decides to live with a woman permanently, openly, as husband and wife, so she's in Pelagish, so she is his wife. So just as the Melech has Kiyoni Yishas in the Delegesh, a Hedek also has Kiyoni Yishas in the Delegesh. But the Melech has a Hedek to marry in the choir Kiyoni Yishas in the Shalom, even though it's a royal division, a Hedek does not take that Hedek. But it be as new as it is, with the Raisin, when it is fresh, with the Abolon, it certainly will be a be as new. But with the Raisin, it will not be a be as new. But it's still an Averes, essay, according to the Rambam. So, one second. So, Melech, and now we can return to the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. When the Rambam says, in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, Kahanes, Yechayim Nifnis Ulichupo, Beruyenes, Eilecho, Isha, Hupo, Bislas, and Lechem. So the question is, this like Rashi, but the Rishon says according to Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbune. But Rambam passes explicitly not like Rabbune. So Chupa without Yushin, what is it? The job? The answer is, what is Chupa? How does the Rambam define Chupa? The Rambam defines Chupa, it has three ingredients. So he says, the Achiyobi also Misirvesei, the Misyachidimo, the Abisanon. That's the definition of the Kiladish, of the Kamalo wife. What does it mean? So, in the Achiyobi also Misirvesei, the Misyachidimo, the Abisanon. According to the Rambam, Misyachidimo is not just a yichud for one moment. It means he sets her aside. He marries her as his wife. And he considers her as his wife openly and on a permanent basis. That's Pilegesh. He's Miyachid. And how does the Rambam define in Lechas Melochi a Pilegesh that the Melech is allowed to take to marry? So the Rambam says, Upilakshim b'lo yichsul gedushin. Elo b'yichud levad. But the yichud doesn't mean a yichud for a moment. Let's say he's misyachid with her and he tells her he wants to be king as a pelegish and then he forgets about her. That will not be a pelegish. B'yichud levad means he takes her as his wife, he takes her to his home, and he lives with her as husband and wife on a permanent basis. And not in a secretive manner. If he does it in a secretive manner, so that's not a pelegish, that's not his wife. So Mimele, when the Rambam holds the machlekes between Rabbi and Shmuel, when a yish chupa lipsulis or ein chupa lipsulis, so we ask the kasha, how can it be? How can it be chupa lipsulis? The Rambam means that even by nidah nisuin is not gay. So I ask kamo b'chamo, that by nidah well, she's destined to be muteres after a few days. So since at this moment she's assorted, it's not going to be, so the suin is not gay, so I ask kamo b'chamo, I'm only kimono, she's destined to be assorted, I don't know. So certainly Nisuin should be Tefes, the answer is Enoch and Amir. Nisuin Mamish cannot be Tefes in a Nisho that is not real Bia. That goes without saying. But here we are talking of the key Nishas of the Lakshus. So the Shittus Rambam is that since in Melech has a key Nishas of the Lakshus. Now, what would be not to be yet a key Nishas? Now, of course, it goes without saying. Let's say we got a Melech. Melech certainly has a king and ishes. Otherwise, he wouldn't be with a Pilegesh. Suppose a Pilegesh of a Melech would commit adultery. Would it be Chayeres Mise, or the one who is Amira with her, would be Chayeres Mise? Osnab, Shaila, ishes, ishes, reyes. So, Prakle, ishes, achetim. So, that means that if a Israel is Mizame with an ishes, nochri, so it's not Chayav Nise. Why? Because there is no Nishas on Yushin, even though Bineach also has a king Nishas. Was vowed, that's the Regesh. The answer is that Yisrael is only Chayav Nise if she's a Nishishisa on Yushin. But if the husband has a king Nishas, but it's not the king Nishas of Yushin, there is no Chayav Nise. But, if Yisrael is born, our Nishas going, so all the Nishim say, in Zeya Bese, or the positive ratios. Al die jaren vliegen, zo weer gezien, met de dobbak bijste. We horen nu pas recht. Zo de dobbak bijste, we noemen deze schaber. Zo kijkt ze zes in duschen, if Israel is born, al is het achere, al is het goeie. Zo, is not even the law of the sinner. Because the law of the sinner applies to an ishishis al in duschen. And by Bneach, there is no duschen. But in the same way, the essay of the dobbak bijste, we noemen deze schaber. So in other words, the Iser, the Ishtim, the Vishis Haberi applies to every kind of Kinnishis, not after Kinnishis Al-Kinnishis. So let's say, if somebody will be born Al-Ishtim Al-Kinnishis Belech, so in the Iver, the Iser, the Dovak, the Ishtim, the Vishis Haberi, and according to the Rambam, not only to Legish Belech, even the Pelegish of the Hedin, he's not allowed, he's either an Eser, an Iser Eser, but a Kinnishis, just the Melech has a Kinnishis, so he had to also have a Kinnishis. So maybe if somebody will be Mizamei, or she herself will be Mizamei, it will not be just his news like upon Abba Latunia, it will be more than that. It will involve the Isser of the Ishtay Vilibeishis Haverei. So maybe, the Rambam says that if she comes, Psulam Lechem Yitzchumah. So maybe, there is no kashi that we ask against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that by meaning, Yidushin, Aminisui is not a gift that will be a, but the Rambam himself passes that Hupin stay face, by our making God will be a, certainly not will be a, on a permanent basis, by meaning it's only on a temporary basis. The answer is, real Nisuyin is not a gift by our making God will either, but there the Rambam says, the Lord Yidushin. So it couldn't be a real Nisuyin. So what does it mean, Hupin? That means Plakshus. Plakshus is also a Kinnishis. Even by Hegiet, even though he's not allowed, it's at the essay of Kihikat Ishisho Ubolo, but the Kinnishis he has. So mainly if an Amono King Godel married, if a King Godel married an Amono similarly without Gushin, and there was no B.A., she becomes Psulo, Mirachabitron, because he has a Kinnishis. So he says, he can be out in Hoch. Die Gruppe an ihr, ich habe schon gehört, sie sind in Boras, und ich sage, haben wir gekommen, du Joshi, mir Anoshi, ich schiebe mir Anoshi, du hast was Gruppe, und ich mache immer mal gesehen es. Die wissen die Gruppe, aber bei ihr, noch mal gesehen es, was Chazio mit Zui, und wir sehen, macht diese Sakao, die Gruppe hat sich die Tolle. Das ist die Schiede von mir, aber das ist nicht die Schiede, oh, der Ram. Am jeden der Schiede ist, dass die Zui nicht steht, ist in der Gruppe. But, Gruppe ist hier, so the male and the chakrila, you cannot really say a nido. Because it's also, because Yehud with a nido, prior to being a nido, is also. Masha'in came, according to the Rambam, it's a special aloche, that if the chuppah is not really being, if it's not conducive at the moment of the Nisuyin being, so then Nisuyin is not Apis. Nisuyin is not Apis. All right, so we'll look at it. Now, for next time, for Friday, so we have to go over the whole round, up to the Yehudi Torchway, and then we'll have to proceed with the Gemara, for Yishin is beginning. So this is the shita from Mitter Aviyev, which is not the same shita as the Rambam. There is a basic distinction. You see, the Rambam shita is that Nisuyin is not Eifes in the Mitter, because it has to be a chuppah, a yichud that is wrong with beer. With wrong with beer. And Mitter, so beer is a sword. So in the Eved, it's not Eifes. Tamur Aminis doesn't say that it has to be Yichud Horov Yibiyo. It doesn't have to be Yichud Horov Yibiyo. But Chupo is Yichud. And since Chupo is Yichud, and il Pio Sanido before the Maschitro, so in Baum, so sat the Misiachi in Ischenido. In so sat the Misiachi in Ischenido. So many, so sat the Elko. But in the name of the Ebe, he was in the Isaiah, so she becomes an Isso. So, the family of the Ebe explained the Gemore. Why does the Gemore say that he, upon the exploration of the 12 months, it has to be a Yehud that is holding it. Alright. But, so the Ram here doesn't mention the Ram Mishneh. He mentions Talmud Rabbi Yehud. So he says, Ike di Al Kon Hoche, di Chut Al Yehud, un Picho Kishe Pir Sonid Abo Lidwar, Asur Al Mitziachim, ki da Abru Al Mitakon, du Boshi Min Anoshi, vi Mishne Mishen Min Anoshi, vi Lam Paskuki, un Mishim Hoche, un Mayim Al Mizeines. In my own business, we need to be good for Lava Yehud, long in my own business, for Hazel and Sui, whom we say, Machmis and Sakao, the Hupo Achetiton. The Arab of Italy say, AC, the Roma, she Machmis and Sui, the Hupo Achetiche, Suba, she came to Machin Asu on the Bible. Now the Rabbam she means that not only can the Sui take place, while she's in Nido, but even if she's not in Nido, but in view of the fact that there is a law that also she is Shoahas, also she is Ishte, Shoahas makes Suvo, so there is an Isra Rabon, to live with one's wife without the Suvo, some male, the Rambam Shite is that it's in Osea to be Canaanites. He became this as his day before he wrote this. Before he wrote this. That's the Rosh Hashanah. וצורך נכתי כסובה קדם כניסו לחום והקן ירמות אביש ויחוסן נעשה שכר עשי. So, the Rosh Hashanah means וצורך נכתי כסובה קדם כניסו לחום. Why קדם כניסו לחום? Because in view of the fact that there is a Nisa of also Nishin Sishte, Shoahas Mitzube, and Rameya says, Kolapichas Mitzubose, Harim Bilose Dilas News, that if the woman, let's say, before the wedding, wrote a receipt to the husband, his Kabal Kimon, he didn't pay, but he also, in other words, she was Mechulimon, she has a right to be Mechul, still, if she is Mechulimon, not only if she's Mechud holding Mechalas the whole Ksuba, she is Mechalas part of the Ksuba. Her Ksuba is Mosaiusus, and she is Mechalas ahead. So then, how will be Mosi be Mosus? So in other words, a woman cannot be too kind to the husband and wait the Ksuba, because the moment she waits the Ksuba, is not allowed to live with her. That's a Takonis Hachomi. In order, you shouldn't be cowardly, you know, 외치요. 이 준비에요. 이 준비. 이 카우빈 외치요. 스마트 팩, 다워크니. If a woman loses the exudate, he's not allowed to live with her. She has to obtain the exudate in the He's not allowed to live with her. Because also this is Shoahas no exudate. Now today, so there is a equivalent. If a woman does lose the exudate, so for two reasons, he's allowed to live with her. First of all, because the universal practice is the Kabbalah Kinyan, the Edwinic, and Kabbalah's Kinyan is the equivalent of the execution of exhumation. So that's number one. Second time is because of Chirim Rabbi Gersh. So it's also, it's impossible to be Migarish as Ishte Baal Kor Hoshalom Nidayno. So maybe the time of Kalabin of Nitzio is not Shayach. It was only Shayach prior to Chirim Rabbi Gersh. So then, without exhumation, he might be readily be disposed to divorce her without the writing of the exudate. Mashenke today, it's impossible to divorce a woman with Shalom Nidaito. So remember, today we are making that even if she loses the exudate, even if she loses the exudate, he's still allowed to live with her. But prior to her application, and if there hadn't been any Kabbalah Kinyan, so then the halacha is if she just loses the exudate. She loses the exudate. So also Mishi Shoahas, he has to write exudate yokeset, either in exudate or gapre or exudate yokeset. So, and hapichisli, hachisevesli, hapichisli exuboso, so it's because it was loose. So the melee, the Rambam's shite is that every chuppah has to be conducive to be so if the yichud takes place under such circumstances that it is not conducive to be because B.A. would be also, so then suin is not effective. Now, since there is a nisa B.A., lobi alishte, before we wrote exude, so mele, the chuppah also has to take place after we wrote exude. That's why the Rambam says, perkyut, v'tzorich lichtech ksuvo keidem knisa lechupo. So according to the Rambam again, we don't have to base it upon the yisya of yichud without ksuv, before the ksuvah is written. Because according to the Rambam, if it's not chazel v'ye, so then the suin is not yichud. Now, if she's in the door, then it's not chazel v'ye in the raise. So the suin is not yichud in the raise. If she's not in the door, but he didn't write the ksuvah, so then with the raise it's chazel v'ye. But with the rabbanon it's not chazel v'ye. So with the rabbanon the suin is not yichud. With the raise it is yichud. With the rabbanon it's not yichud. Then the rabbanon too says, the Balit Barbar Balit Dorisi Beomar She Machis Meis in Chupo Ad She Nichtev Ksuvo She Kini Nochein Asuro Lubayno Vechein Daas Arab Rabin Amamei She Bamayin Zechein Nibokho Tumel Asein Nibu Chesishe But there is a difference between the Rambam Pshite and Balit Toshite. The Balit Toshite calls with the Shite of Balit Rabiye. So they say that even if the Chupo is evening the Chupo is not conducive to be because B.A. is also there, so the Nisuin is still dangerous. But, with the Chathira, it's also there to be Nisuin in Nishot, in Nisiachim, because she is a Nito. And prior to the Bilas Mitzvah, so Yehud is also there. Yehud is also there. So the Mele, the Balito, the Grizu, the Shidu, the Tamil, the Ramiene, so since in Rabbon, there is a Nisa B.A., so the Balito Shidu is that the Kant of Nisa B.A. Of course, only Shisho Achaz, only Ksude, so below Ksude, even Yichud is also. Even Yichud is also. Even Yichud is also. So that's why it's a Machmisi Lechube, a Shichud Ksude, a kid, she, Machmisi Lechube, Ksude, a Shichud Ksude, she kid in Lechim, a Shichud Ksude, then he says, "Chen das arav rabbi Moshe b'amayim, chen u'brochah b'tergasir u'chasishes." But the Rambam Shite does not have to be based upon the fact that since B is also Kinderkse was gesucht. So mehr ich und die Sonnsasse. Mehr ich daran, dann will ich will daran. Was ist das Anschicken? The two beings was er, wo ziehen sie der Hohen dieser Bier. Kinderkse was gesucht, die Sonnen, die Rabbono. So eine Chachonimo, die Tase juch. Die Tase juch. So, der Rambam might agree with the Rambam. The Balito doesn't agree with the Rambam. The Balito Shite is that even though the Isabia came to see the Suga is in Rabbonon, still Yichud is Osa. Still Yichud is Osa. But the Rambam might agree with the Rambam. The Yichud is not Osa. But the reason is why the Rambam says that we have to write the Suga before the Chupe, because the Shite Rambam is that the chuppah, in order to be effective, has to be conducive to be. But if it's loy chazel being, it's not conducive to be. So the male being is also there, so then the chuppah is not effective. Now, so here with Rabbon, the chuppah will not be effective. That's the reason as to why the Rambam says, so we can look at the chuppah, can you see this is all? We hope what I will do. So he is held on the sheet of the Balito. The sheet of the Balito is that Yichud is also Benishte, Kedrix is a soup. Kedrix is a soup. So he says, go in here. With Amino, we come on Rabban, we show him in the Bal Bitchil of the Shabbos, Omo Rabbonon, go Yichud the Ksuv. Rabban was Matir, Bilas Mitzvah on Shabbos, Bilas Mitzvah in the Ksuv on Shabbos. The whole Shire was the Shire of Chabur, because of the Bapsum himself. So, but that story in the Machlekel between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is whether Rav Shimon is Chavi, his mother, Rav Shimon is Chavi, is Osir. So since we passed like Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon is Chavi, his mother, Korat Erekure, so the Mele, his mother, to be Baal, in Psulo, Bilas Mitzvah. And Shabbos, because even if it's Mitzvah, if it's Kreishi, it is. And even, because it's not 100%, but even if he's Meitzidam, he's not Mishabi. So Rabbami was Mati on the middle of the Tchilo Bishabbos. Omu le Rabbonon, bo le Yichdi ve Ksuve. So Rabbami apparently didn't know at first. So the Rabbonon Bimai told him that the Ksuve was not executed. Omu le Huru at Kinsa Mitalko. In other words, there is an elixir. You can be Matris. You turn over some talcum for the Ksuvah, so that will be Mati or B. In other words, yes?
Does it have to be the Shabbos of the
Ksuvah? The Shabbos of
the Ksuvah,
that's right.
So then, so it will come to a lot of money?
Well, it's not so much money, if you're talking about the Ksuvah, it's not so much money. I mean, it's less than $10 million. I mean, it's not so much money, the 200 Jews. Of course, this man Chazal, it was much more than today. Today, so 200 Zuz is nothing. But Bisman Chazal, 200 Zuz was a sufficient amount of money so that you could buy a piece of land, a farm, and make a little farmer. Because you see that what is the criterion of buying determined as to whether someone is an Osher or not. If he has Mosad Zuz, so then he's an Osher. He's not allowed to take like a sheep. If he doesn't have Mosad Zuz, So he is an only, he's allowed to pay. So the Sheikh explained, why Dr. Messiah Jews? The answer is Bismarck Hazal. So Messiah Jews was a sufficient amount of money so that with Messiah Jews you could buy a farm, a piece of land, and then make a living from it. So in other words, so Bismarck Hazal, Messiah Jews, was a considerable amount of money. Today it's nothing. Now, insofar as the halacha of taking legacy for pay, so then of course it would vary. In other words, today we wouldn't say that if somebody has Messiah Zeus, $200 probably would be Messiah Zeus. So if somebody has Messiah Zeus, he's not allowed to partake of legacy for pay, because today he would have to determine how much money is necessary for a person to be able to buy a piece of land, to buy a farm, and make a living from. That might be, I don't know, maybe at least $10,000 today, I suppose. I mean, you couldn't possibly buy a smallest farm that will be enough, you know, to make a living from it for less than $10,000, maybe more, I don't know. That's in regard to taking like a chicken for there, because there it depends upon the ability to make a living. But in regard to the Ksumas, so even today you invite the sciences. Even though today you invite the sciences, you can't make a living. The answer is, that what the Takon is Chachamim, and the Ksum is the Raise. So the Raise is Mosaimus, is Mosaimus, Mosaimus. So the Tav, why the Chachamim are Misaki Mosaimus, not the Thousands, is because it's the Zman of Chazal. So Mosaimus was already a basis for making a living. But even today, that you couldn't make a living with Mosaimus, but without the Chuyev, to be hired more than Mosaim Zeus. If you want, you can do it by way of thesis, Xumin. But Mosaim Zeus, so of course, in order to be a Xumin calculator, that should be in lieu of the Xivas Xumin, so the calculator has to be enough to collect from it the whole Mosaim Zeus. And obviously, so this psula will probably get married on Wednesday. And got married on Wednesday. And still, so what it means got married? According to all those Rishayim, you say that Chute, Nisui means Yichut. She was Nisiachit in Chetzwit. With the Chosn had Yichut with the cow. Because the Takonis Chachon was, she has to get married on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, he had Yichut with the cow. And still, and the Ksume had not been witnessed yet. And when was he, when did he turn over Mitautoli? For the Ksume, that was by night. So the question is, how did the Chachonim allow her to get married on Wednesday before the Ksume was written? So the answer is, there is no Issa to get married before the Ksume is written. But also, that's only in Israel Rabbanon, not Bia. But it doesn't mean just because Bia is also in Rabbanon, prior to the Saksume, that you could also be yourself. So that's the right. I mean, what do the Baal need to do with the... What do the Baal need to do with that Gemara? So that's not such a strong kasha that the Baal need to. After all, the Gemara doesn't say that this Chosn and Karol, we got married on Wednesday, that he has the Shaila of Rabbanu. The only has the Shaila of Rabbanu later, a few days later, where the Mitzvah Lido Bitchilo Bishabes. So Rabbanu told them yes. So then Rabbanu knew that the Ksume was not written. How is it that the Ksume is not written? So it was Shaloi Kikin. Why? I mean, it's impossible. Even Bisman Chazal, that something should be known, Shaloi Kikin. Of course, here Rabbanu will be consulted. So then Rabbanu would have told them, no, you cannot be kings, a psula. You cannot be kings before you write a psula. But maybe they won't consult it. And someone who was kings, a psula, on Wednesday, and then the Blasphemy did not take place as yet until Shabbos. And then Rabbanu was asked, Shabbos, whether it's Mutter Blasphemy, Bitchilo. In the Ksuma on Shabbos. So he said yes. So then the Rabbanon advised him that the Ksuma was not written. So that was nobody's fault except the Chosn's fault. So the Chosn didn't know, so the Chosn didn't show it to me. But in the Ramah, he told something that he said to be Misyachim. To make Misui before the Ksuma's Ksuma. So it's not just his long kashi again for me. Ubanim the bee comes things on. No, I can't have one. How many show me comes in the exude? The Hindi shall be seen with a Yasuan is Yakin the exude. The time the Lord said. So the Ram mentions three times, three separate reasons as to why it's Mutter to be Misyachin with the Kale. The Kale, it's Mutter to be Nase. And let's say we assume that the Nisun is Yichu. So, it's Mutter to be Nase as a Risho prior to the Ksivas Ksume. Even though there is an Isra Rabbanon to be born, Alishte, prior to Ksivas Ksume, and Kolapinchis, Minosayim Zun, Sari, Bilosei Bilas Luz, Omolo is Kabalti, Mono. So, Bilosei Bilas Luz, that's what the Premier says, but Yichud is Mutter. ביטלנו את זה משום באיסור הדיביה ולא כסורי מדרבונם באלמר מדרבונם באלמר Now, so what does Ram say here? That in view of the fact that the whole insect of being the weak sugar is only in Rabbonon, so we may lay Yichud with us. So that means that there is a problem. That when can Yichud be, it is, so Yichud is Mutter. When can Yichud be also here if the Isabi is in the Rais? But if the Isabi is in Rabbonon, so then Yichud should be Mutter. Now, don't we find the Gemara in Gemara here? I suppose we did learn it already. The Gemara of Dalet, when the Gemara says, Harei Shoi, so Shoi, Pidei Achim, we did go to Guachi, was who did not find it. It was so, who made so we shall chosen, we shall tale, machmiz ni sa mes lechede, vesa chosen, vesa chosen, vesa chosen, vesa chosen, vesa chosen, ובין בילס מצווה ופרש ונגד שבסימי המשנה והכנים שבסימי המארץ וחורץ מהיומים הוא יושב בן הנושים ישתים ישנו בן הנושים וכן מי שפרסים ישתים איתו הוא יושב בן הנושים ישנו בן הנושים so it says in this case that where let's say that where the chosin we can not So machmis tam es lachal ura vasa chosin vasa chal ura chute ube vasi su meres and then the kura mitzvahs and then after the kura he has to celebrate shiva sin amishte machmis shiva sin amishte and throughout the 40 days of shiva sin amishte so shiva sin amishte and shiva sin amibes so the chosin is also tash mishamita why? In the shiva sin amibes so it's also because it's in the amibes So that's in Shiva. Why is he also in the Shiva Sina Mishte? The answer is the Shiva Sina Mishte relative to the Chosin has a Vidin of Reger. And even though there is no Avelis, the Reger, but Avelis, but Pitash Mishamito is also Avelis, the Sina is Reger in the Reger. So here the Shiva Sina Mishte, that's his Reger. So he does not observe any apparent Avelis, but Pitash Mishamito is also. So because of that, he says, Hu Yoshim in Anoshim, Yishim in Anoshim. So not only is also not the other, but is also the Yichud too. But the whole Yisrael of Tashmi Shamita by also is only in Rabbanon. Is only in Rabbanon. Now there is the Akvishites about that. I mean about the Yisrael of Abeles. What is Tashmi Shamita? One of the Yehudim of Abeles. Tashmi Shamita, Chitze, Sikhe, Meruche. So there are a number of restraints of Abeles. Now, is it the Rais or is it Rabbanon? So there are three sheets. The sheets again is that the Abeles called Shiva is the Rais. Because it's mentioned. It has been the Shiva Sion. So it's the Rais. The sheet of the Rais, yes? The Simba Shis.
Which
was the? It's like the Rima Chit. Shiva Sion. Anyway, that's the shite of the game. But the Rif and the Rambam, their shite is that only Abeles in Rishi of Yonise and Kvure is the Raise. But Kol Shivo, after Yen Rishi, is only Rambam. The shite of the Rif is The sheet of the ring is the Dim Abeles in Rishi of Yenise and Kure is also on the Rabbanon. Now, here it says, the whole Yitzhak Yomi, all the 14 days, all the 14 days. So, certainly according to the ring, and even according to the ring, the Rambam, only the first day is in Kure, not all sheets in Abeles, and here all the 14 days. So, יחוד איזו עושה, הוא יושב בין אנושים והיא נשאתנו בין אנושים so that's it, so he is not also in the Rais, he is only also in the Rabbanon so why should Yehud be in the Rais? So why should you commit yourself? According to the Ram. According to the Ram's perspective. So we can say two things. One is, first of all, but according to Samadhi, this is true only according to the Bible. The Bible chicken or nefesh is that chemische piercing is the middle. So only at night there is a rocher of washing and a washing and eating and a washing. And at night it requires chicken means it requires two shears. In other words, the chosin has to sleep in a room has to sleep together with two men, and the cow has to sleep together with two shears at night. But the shite of the Raidi is Utah Yehud also. Why? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin but from Zion says that a certain meat as the shayla. So he said, how is it that you allow Yehud between a husband and wife when the wife is here? Each bineres, the way tablet. I mean, so it should be there, lest they will be nirshu. So the homin said, meaning Suga Bashisham. The plain pshat in Suga Bashisham means it's a fence made out of roses. Suga Bashisham. In other words, we're not chishish, lest chasishol. The husband will be nirshu with his wife, when she is in it. We trust them that they will not be nirshu. There is a fence of roses, I mean that's the pshat. Thesis explains it. Some other way, but the Shishami, in other words, that means that Onisi Dam Shishamo, I mean some melee is in the papers. But the plain pshat is Suda Bashishami, in other words, there is a fence of roses, a hedge of roses, separating between the husband and the wife, while wife is in it. In other words, we're not gazing, we're not chishish, lest chasishon don't be nichshon. So that's a hedge, that there is no Nisa Nichon between a husband and wife, while the wife is legal. So it's a special effort. Yes, what is it?
The simple pshat.
The hedge of roses. The simple pshat means the relationship of love that exists between the husband and wife, that in itself is the mechitze that will prevent them from being mechitze. In other words, if a Jewish husband loves his wife very well, and if it's love, not just lust, so then he will not dare, just because of the love he has towards his wife, he will not dare commit such an avera and be machshu her avera. And the same thing is true of the wife. If she loves the husband, how could she make peace with such a terrible idea of involving him in such a terrible avera? So the answer is, if they are machshu, that it's not love, it's lust. So that's the simple pshat of Suga Bashishan, a fence made out of roses. So that is the best deterrent and the best preventive measure against avarice. Anyway, that's all. What is it? Gemara is in Sanhedrin Dachon Zayin. Sanhedrin Dachon Zayin. So Dachon Zayin on the base. So there is no Yisrael Yichud by Baruch Hashem, but so Hashem that. So why does the Gemara say here, V'chem Mishepir say Mishte Nido, Kul Noshim Bina Noshim Bina Noshim Bina Noshim Bina Noshim. The answer is, since he was not there, he was Mitzvah here, so then Sitzre Toki, so then we are Gizem. So it's a special Zere. It's special Zere. By Pir say Mishte Nido before he was Mitzvah. But usually, there is no Yisrael Yichud. Not in the Rabbanon. By far, in Yishtimido, there is no Yisrael Yichud because of Suda Bashishami. So the Raya Chikin is that even Pirsi Yishtimido, prior to Pirsi Yishtimido, we don't pass like that. But that's the Shikin of the Raya. So, B'yei, there is no Yisrael Yichud. Only Baraya. And Baraya, it's not just that Yichud is also. Let's say, what Yichud is also. What does Yichud mean? Yichud means, if it's Yachin with the woman, and just he and her. I mean, but he, there is not a person, not a man. So then, there is no Yisrael Yichud. Be put מסים, זאת גמור עשה את זה מבשור הזה, זה בזליחות. ועוד בהקשר עם סור, יש סור איש אחס מסייחדס עם שתי אנושים, זאת לא יתנו בזליחות. And if the door is open, unlocked, and if it's likely that people might come in, so then there is no bizliichut. Even if it's closed, but if it's open, if it's good, but it's unlocked, and somebody might is likely to come in, I mean, any time, to open the door, so there is no bizliichut. So, but here, the Raimut says, Balaimo, so there is a requirement of full washing in Anoshing, in Shem in Anoshing. And the court of Raimut, it means, she, he has to sleep with two men, and she has to sleep with two men. She has to sleep with two men. So it's a special Issa Balaimo, because of a special Zayn. It's also Zayn Balaimo. And by name, there is no Zayn. We don't pass like that. The Rosh is Chedek, and of course the Shekhno, the Chaber, and Babo. Don't pass the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, so this Alocha of Misha Pirse in Shteido, who Yoshin bin Anoshin, bin Yisheno, bin Anoshin, bin Anoshin, so according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that it involves himself in the Holy. Only Balaimo Yochum is also, and Balaimo also that extra precautions, I mean, even if the Holy is not in the Holy, there has to have two Shmiras. Who Yoshin? Uyoshi bin Anoshi, vi in Shem to be Anoshi. That's the Shit of Raya. So of course, according to Raya, there is no Kashi. But the Ram does not agree with the Shit of Raya. And the Ram Shit means, now there are three Shittes. There are three Shittes in the Gimor. The Chim is a Pierce in the Nito. Uyoshi bin Anoshi, vi in Shem to be Anoshi. There are three Shittes. One Shit means the Raya Shit. The Raya Shit means the B.A. So Yehud is not also, because of the Aloha of Sura Bashisham, so prior to Bilas Mitzvah, there is still no Mitzvah. The other Shite is the Shite of the Rosh. The other Shite is the Shite of the Rosh. And the other Shite is...